Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast number 409.
Ooh, that's a cleaner.
I'm sitting here in the crow's nest here at Meltdown, looking down at the comic book shop to my right. And to my left, Matthew Myra is sitting in on this intro.
I prefer to think of it as a widow's watch.
Oh, good.
Our sailors are not coming home.
No, no. Well, the problem is there's no water here.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I'm constantly looking for sailors where there aren't water.
Well, it's Sunset Boulevard. A sailor's bound to walk by.
By the way, Matt Myra and I are going to be performing in Boston.
Oh, it's a good city.
It's a good city. The 27th of September at the Wilbur Theater.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Come by. Bring your kids.
Are you going to... Don't bring your kids.
Okay, come by. Leave the kids at home.
Well, there's just some filthy talk that maybe you don't want the kids exposed to. Despite the fact they have the internet, they understand how it
it's
works.
It's Boston. There's no filthy talk they haven't been exposed
are you gonna,
to.
Are you going to do an Anna Sakaria run?
No.
No?
Dieting pretty heavily. I don't really,
okay.
I don't want to, you know, ruin it. Maybe if I was like, hey, could I get a burrito? No bun, no tortilla, no rice.
Please leave.
Well, I could get a plate there. Maybe I will do an anesthetic.
Does taqueria sound like taco-induced diarrhea to you?
Yep. I had to think about it for a second, and I'm going to say yes, it does.
Well,
it's the best kind of diarrhea. Everybody.
Well, I guess I'm not going to go to anesthetic if you're not going. Well, I'll probably still go.
Well, I'd go with you. We'll go
I'm
together.
Not going to make you watch me eat.
I do it every time we do a podcast.
Well, this is our workplace. We don't have to do it out in the world. I don't have to take you someplace and go sit there and watch me eat these carbs.
Drink this water, fatty. Oh, thanks, Chris.
That's pretty similar to how our relationship is, Matt. What a fair representation of how we talk to each other.
It's just that's what I hear.
Well, I'm just happy. I'm just happy that you're going to be opening the show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Should be fun. The Wilba.
Great.
Nerdist.com/calendar.
I'm going to do a tight 90, and then Chris will come out and finish up with 25 minutes. Who is this wonderful episode 409 brought to us by?
That is an excellent question, Matt Myra.
Yeah.
Good handoff. Mm. Stamps.com.
Oh, I know them. Stamps.com/WTF.
No, Matt. That's not.
That's a great place to go. You don't even have to go to the post office anymore. Mark Maron wants to send some copy. You know what he does? He uses stamps.com. There's a scale they provide you, too. It's an amazing offer, everybody.
No, does that give you some of Mark's coffee to weigh on that scale, too, or just
yeah.
The stamps?
Yeah, go to get some of Mark's coffee.
I love that you hijacked the spot with Mark's. Stamps.com.
That's never not going to be hilarious.
It's
to
hilarious.
Me. I don't know why. If there's a video we did on the Nerdist channel, it's a gravity contest we did, and I made the entire whiteboard with like math formulas and stuff like that.
Did it
and
say
in the corner it says stamps.com/WTF.
Well, listen,
if
you were to get that videotape and you wanted to send it someone,
yeah.
You could use stamps.com to print out exactly the postage that you would
but
need.
But here's my problem,
what?
Chris. When I send stuff, I don't want to go to the post office.
Well, Matt, you don't have to. You
can
sit on your ass and just have the postal carrier come pick it up from your place and take it from your grubby hands.
This is truly amazing.
I know. I'm thrilled. I don't know why I'm so surprised. We've been talking about stamps.com for a long time. They've been very good to us. So right now, use the promo code Nerdist.
Oh, Nerdist, okay.
This
That's
is
fair.
Special. Or WTF. No risk trial, $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage.
Well, how much do I have to pay for that digital scale, Chris?
Well, it's nothing. You just have to use the Nerdist in the special offer promo code.
Wow.
Right? Enter the promo code Nerdist.
That's amazing.
I know it's amazing.
When they send that scale to you, how do you think they send it?
using they weigh it on another scale, and they use it on stamps.com.
Oh, those guys know how to do everything.
Stamps.com uses the WTF promo for the Nerdist.
Well, listen.
To send us up to the Nerdist. So that's stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of their homepage and type in Nerdist.
Or BS Report. Or WTF.
Mark's never been this nice to us.
He's a good guy. You just got to get to know him.
I know. You just got to get through the exoskin.
Ran into him at Costco.
Oh, my God. Is he okay?
At Costco. We didn't actually physically each other.
All right. Good.
But he was going into Costco. I was coming out.
What was he buying?
I don't know. Because I was coming out, I had already purchased my Costco item, which was one large container of men's one-a-day vitamins.
Was it like a bucket?
No, it was just a big thing. I'd signed up for membership, and that's what I came out of there with. Was one thing of vitamins.
Have you been taking them?
Every day.
Oh, good for you.
One a day.
Wait, how do you know how many you're supposed to take?
Well, it's right on the front, Chris. It says one a day.
I only read the backs of things.
Oh, well, you're in some trouble.
Well, this is a very fun return. I like this Hostful intro, which is a nice intro to the Hostful podcast. A lot of people are like, where's the Hostful podcast? Now, they bark at us, but I know it's because they really care. And they enjoy the Hostfuls, which we never thought would be a thing, but people do enjoy the Hostfuls. So
yeah,
it's just been a question of getting us all in the same room. We've all been traveling a lot. We've all been working a lot. But we have today. We have another one coming up. And so we should have some more regular ones in the future. So fear not, podcast travelers, podcastonauts. We have some Hostfuls on the way.
Send us your fan mail to Meltdown Comics using stamps.com.
WTF. Roll it, Katie!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
He's been up for at least 2.5 hours watching.
Got up at 8 a.m.
Nicely done.
Motherfucker.
I was just saying to watch.
Start recording.
Yeah. Get it back.
Is it?
You going to bullshit your way through it?
No, I won't see
it. Oh, good. Great, right? I think it is. We'll talk later.
Yeah, I'm glad you gave me a sequel, pretty much, to watch.
What are you talking about?
There's like a whole entire scene of references to Dr. No.
Aw, oh, man! My lottery ticket at the TNT Supermart was not a winner.
Sorry, buddy.
I just spent 2 play coins on a fortune cookie for nothing.
They're all
after
sequels.
I bought the mochi pestle, too!
That's the thing you did for nothing?
Dear John, I hear some stickers. Love Sub Pop.
And this no age. Local band. Cool packaging. I just saw one of the dudes at a Kinko's the other day.
Really?
Making something at Kinko's. Still doing it. Right.
I will now shut Animal Crossing. I'm running out of stuff to do in Animal Crossing.
I really thought the sentence was going to end there, and I was like, what? You're not running out of stuff to do.
In Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I didn't think that was coming, and I was...
I can only play it in between things.
Yeah,
I can't really go devote time to it.
Yeah, it's what is it again?
What's what?
It's a video game.
Yeah, I know. It's a video game. What's the thing?
You run a town, and so you're just completing tasks and building out the town and
so
catching animals
Sim
and
City,
fish and growing stuff.
Out.
It's a little bit of SimCity, yeah, but yeah. not quite in that way. It's like you don't get raided necessarily. There's no. It's not like, here are your monthly budgets, you don't have to put in...
There's no, like, point system or anything?
Nah, it's they're soul points, like, they're happiness, you know? It's like a happiness points. And then you buy a bunch of stuff, or you build out your house, and you just buy a bunch of shit.
Wait, so you buy stuff with your happiness?
No, you buy stuff with bells.
All right.
And I'm a fucking billionaire. Because I figured some shit out about the game. So that's pretty exciting. Can we first talk a little bit about how we've all been working with trainer Tom?
Yeah.
So I go in to see Tom today, and he goes, I'm really excited. Matt and I negotiated down last night his quitting smoking.
Yep.
You said you had 4 cigarettes, and you were going to throw them away, and Tom said, how about 2? And you said, how about I smoke 3 and throw 1 away? What did you end up doing?
3.
Okay. So supposedly...
But I only had... 3 left.
You've quit smoking now.
So that's the plan.
All right.
I can't say that
I'm
quit
sorry.
Smoking
I accidentally
yet.
Let it slip that you were smoking cigarettes.
Oh no, I wasn't keeping it a secret.
But you should have told him.
It just never came up, and I really thought
with your fitness trainer, cigarettes never came up.
I also thought at the birthday, I thought he saw me. I feel like I was smoking.
Well, he definitely did see you smoking as you were driving away from exercising, and then.
Well, I slowed down deliberately to
show him, yeah. and then he goes, "Yeah, apparently Matt smokes on the way to training."
Yeah, I do.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's the morning. What the fuck else am I supposed to do?
Come on, man.
What is wrong? I don't understand the problem here. Well, I understand like the larger problem of cigarettes being bad.
Don't
for you.
Die. I don't want you to die.
That's a lot of strain on your heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we'd have to continue the podcast and we'd have to open with this. Joan and I are going to continue the podcast because this is what Matt wouldn't have wanted.
I'd be too heartbroken.
I'd want you to keep going.
Don't die. Please don't die.
In case I die, play this message.
Don't die.
It's okay. He won't die. He's working out 15 times a day.
Well.
What was it?
Sometimes twice a day.
Adam Savage told me a line from the Get Him to the Greek, which I never saw. But he said there was a line in there that he fucking loved so much. And now I love this line, which is basically... Russell Brand is having an argument with an ex-girlfriend or something, and he's like, "Oh, I cleaned up. I'm doing yoga." She was like, "You did yoga 5 hours a day. You can turn anything into heroin."
Yeah. No, I'm working out a lot. I love it. I do like it. I don't know why I never really liked it before.
Well, you look good. Because Tom's great. You look good. You're down about 16 pounds, he said.
Wow, you know a lot about me. From my trainer.
Well, he's not a therapist. He can tell whoever he wants. he always mentions when you inquire about my working out.
Do you know why? You know why he basically...
I go, am I better than Jonah at this? And we don't do the same stuff, so it never is a valid question.
But he always tells Matt yes if it'll make you feel better.
Yes, that's pretty much exactly what he says.
What are you going to do when he asks you and when you ask him that and then Tom goes, "Shut up, you piece of shit," and you're going to be like, "Oh, Jonah got to you first." Basically what Tom does is that he basically forms this net of – he doesn't tell anything like really, really personal, I imagine, but he basically uses – he kind of tries to motivate
– Oh, I don't care.
Clients
yeah.
with like – oh, like, and he's also very proud of you guys. He was like – Jonah did this really amazing thing, and Matt did 10 of these really amazing things, and he's down, and he's just
got nine more than me.
He's really proud. He's really proud.
Yeah, he's good.
No, I'm having a really good time with it. I like it a lot. I'm down like I started July 2nd. I think I started. Yeah, I'm down 17. I know Tom doesn't really want to add that other pound in, but I do.
I've gained like 25 pounds, and I've been going to the doctor nonstop.
Well, it's just pure muscle.
I don't know what's happening. No, I'm just turning into
a pile
great. Of mush.
It's a picture of you from Picture This on Instagram. You look really good.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to give you a heads up. I told Chris this once, actually, at Montreal 2 years ago. I know like a lot of stuff we get is like, you know, part of some kind of evil plan or corporation or something like that. Like a lot of the things we do in our day-to-day lives, and a lot of things we give money to. But single-handedly... It's not like I stopped talking to wait for you to figure it out.
I was sharing my inner monologue with the audience.
No. What I was trying, I was like in the middle of the explanation.
So you stopped talking.
I have a really good friend that works for Palm, which is the company that owns Fiji. Mm-hmm. If that's where you're going with this.
Yes. Fiji, the bottling
part of
company.
Part of the Palm group, yep.
Yeah, but the actual like plant where they make the bottled water, where they get the water from the island and put it into the...
Yeah.
It's kind of destroying the fishing culture in mm-hmm. Fiji. It's like the chemicals that are coming out of the factory are going into the water and kind of destroying the island's water and resources. So there's little steps from anybody that can be good enough to just like stay away from Fiji bottled
water. I'm drinking Nestle Pure Life.
Nestle, I'm sure is
here's the thing with Nestle. The guy that owns Nestle bought a shit ton of water in Canada. And he was just discussing in a Business Week type publication how he did it because he thinks that that's the next gas. that water is the next thing that people are going to have to pay through the nose for.
Water czars on Bravo.
No, that's actually what people have been saying for a long time, is that it's in the future, it's not going to be about gas. It's going to be about just trying to find clean water. And that's why
Fiji's the best tasting water. So if you're out there and you see it, go for it. It's $2 for $3 right now at 7-Eleven.
Jonah's going to get
everything. No, it's fine.
I think it's delicious. I really do think this is the best.
It's water.
It's the best tasting water.
It's water.
It's just so fresh.
Yeah.
There's like an extra level of freshness to it. And I don't know what chemical they're
now, do you really believe that, or are you saying that because you're when being countered?
No, it's a fun character to be a piece of shit.
It's not it's not a character. It's who I am.
I've been doing it for years.
No, I love Fiji. Honestly. When I was in Massachusetts, I used to have to drive to the Trader Joe's in Nashua to get Fiji because it was the only place that had it.
The idea of buying more Fiji water will make it so you won't get to have Fiji water anymore.
I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense. If I buy more, they can probably build another factory on the other side of the island. Mm-hmm. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
The fishers want to come over and fish over here.
I'm from
a
place that's very similar. Mm. And when there's a kind of ecological disasters or spills or something like that, it really does affect the entire place. And I'm just letting you know. It's an easy thing. It's just basically grabbing a little bit to the left or right of whatever 7-Eleven you're in.
Yeah, but this is on sale through Labor Day.
So funny.
But the sale ends Labor Day.
I know. I don't care.
$2 for $3.
I'm just letting you know.
It's 2 liters of water for $3.
Mm-hmm. I know that you believe in this cause because I've heard you say it before.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
very
yeah.
important to you that it's that,
well, it just it's you know.
You feel like they're being ecologically irresponsible.
Well, here's
yes,
what
I
will
do. I do.
Jonah, I will look into the situation. I will do some reading on it, and if my findings concur with yours, I will switch over to not Nestle.
Don't you like how Matt's his own HR department?
Yeah.
I'm going to look into this.
I
really do some. Well, I like to know all the facts.
Do you feel like you were you cranky coming in, or did the seeing the water make you mad?
No, I felt right when I walked in, I was attacked.
What?
Good morning, sunshine. He's been up at least for 2 hours. I felt I was on the defensive.
I said good morning, sunshine.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, your hair's all messed up.
I know
what's wrong with it. I can't get it down.
It looks like you just roll. I wasn't being mean or sarcastic. I just I saw you walk up the stairs and you kind of had this furrowed brow and your hair was all messed up. So my first response was good morning, sunshine.
And when I said that he was up for at least 2.5 hours, I was defending you, saying that he didn't just wake up. I know for a fact that he watched the movie that we're going to talk about on the podcast. That's not this one.
What other podcast?
One of three of Matt's other podcasts.
What are you talking about?
It's called James Bonding. Look for it later in August.
Well, I'm sorry you felt attacked. I was not attacking you.
No, I'm just cranky today.
I felt re-attacked. Like I felt attacked twice.
What was the first time?
Am I supposed to get
just Jonah being here?
Is it supposed to be extra awkward now?
I mean,
you're trying to poke the jellyfish.
Letting you know, jellyfish don't die. Unless you kill them.
Oh my god. You're going to the principal and being like, I know that this situation's already been handled, but could you handle it more?
Yeah, I think you're not doing enough.
What do you want me to do?
He's not in charge of us. We're all our own people.
I want Jonah to walk back in and I want you to say, hey Jonah, that's all you have to say.
Back to one.
All right, ready? Here we go. We're going to start the podcast. Over.
All right.
The energy with which he's walking.
Okay, so we're starting the podcast. Oh, it's really great to be here in the Nerds Podcast. I don't know where Jonah is.
Oh, Fiji's great.
Jesus Christ. The Nestle Pure Life.
Are we going to have to wait longer?
Wait longer for what? We're still waiting for Jonah, who hasn't shown up yet.
When he gets in, it's going to be great. Miss that guy. Don't really see him enough anymore.
Yeah, I hope he's getting enough sleep.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He probably, you know.
I love that little rascal.
Got up at least 8:30 this morning.
The only thing I hate about Jonah is that he's too tall for me to muss his hair when I feel like it.
You can get up there. You get the vertical leap.
I'd have to do a jump muss.
Jump muss.
I'd have to leap and then muss his hair.
If he left,
I think, I
if
mean,
he,
I...
If he left...
I can't remember.
I would pay him $5,000.
You wouldn't pay him $5,000 if
I
he left.
I would pay him a dollar. Just as a thank you. Not thank you for leaving, but a thank you for taking the joke to that level.
So... Let's talk about commitment to a bit. Is it funny if he doesn't come back, or is there a point where it's funny, like if he comes back after a half hour? Or at this point, does he just have to leave completely?
No, well, it's a tough. Those are the things you always wonder with those jokes. You know, when you walk out of the room as part of the joke.
Yeah,
it's always a do you leave, and I always give more credit to the people that actually will leave.
If he comes back though, we have to be very extra nice to him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course. I mean, that was the actual original plan.
Yeah,
and
So anyway, yeah, I've seen a lot of movies. Oh, here comes Jonah. Oh, hey, Jonah, welcome.
Forgot my water.
Oh, come back.
No, Jonah, have a seat. We're going to start the podcast. Have a seat, buddy.
Hey, nice to see you.
So many.
Hi, Jonah, your shirt's wrinkly, and I'm afraid you're not applying yourself in life.
There you go.
Shit.
There it is.
I'm sorry. That's not what meant. I didn't mean for that to come out.
Ooh. I think all of our shirts are wrinkly.
What I meant, yeah, my shirt's
definitely
wrinkly. I don't
think any of Chris's shirts can be wrinkled.
Well, they're so tightly formed to the body. Yeah.
Guys, I'm a smedium, which means I'm in between a small and a medium. Mm. But mediums are too big. American mediums are too big. Now, Asian mediums are right on.
Yeah,
because
no,
I'm smaller.
They always predict the future correctly.
Asian and European mediums are right on. American mediums are larges in any other culture.
Well, I think that the Long Island psychic
except
is
for maybe
an
American
bad.
Samoa. But in general, mediums are too big for me, and I swim in them.
I was in a Brooks Brothers this morning.
Of course you were.
And,
you could have just said this morning, and we would have been like Brooks Brothers.
And I was just noticing that there's a lot more slim fit stuff happening right now.
I'm,
which I'm sure you're happy with, but I'm not particularly happy with. I can't fit into anything slim. Although I'm an extra large regular size for them, but
you,
I bet
you both look good.
2X, I don't know.
You both look good.
Jonah looks better.
I'm proud.
Building a lot of muscle.
Ow.
So what's on tap for you guys this week?
Jonah's got a show on Friday at the Improv.
I do not. It's on Saturday. There was a mix up with the
Saturday.
There was a mix up with the dates. I was told the
16th. I heard that too.
To perform at the Improv?
Yeah. Doing a just like me like hosting a night.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Jonah Ray and friends. I guess
that's fantastic. What time should I be there?
They gave me a list of people, and I was like, sure.
Yeah. So what time should I...
If you want to go, you can go.
I mean, they're your...
It means like I have to do less time, and I'm fine with that. It also means you got to miss most of Sarah's party, so...
Oh yeah, I'm busy that night.
Oh yeah, a lot of people turned out. Real busy when the date was on Saturday instead of Friday. It turns out I was even busy. And
well, what time? What?
10.
Oh, it's a... Oh, that's the best time...
Yeah.
To go.
Yeah.
To a is that why you're kind of, or is it just
no? It's been a real hectic few weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like
your schedule's ramped up quite a bit.
Yeah. Just trying to stay busy with the busy stuff.
You're doing very well.
Thanks. But yeah, I just
It's good to get uncomfortable, Jonah.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
No, but that's getting comfortable, so that's sort of...
Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
No, but I just said don't get comfortable.
Get used to being uncomfortable.
Well, that's a form of comfort.
Yeah.
If you're used to something.
Well, then get into it.
That's like complacency.
Get comfortable being the way you once perceived being uncomfortable.
But I don't understand. So getting uncomfortable will provide more uncomfort, and then
be
that's
in a constant
supposed to provide...
state of uncomfortability.
Okay. Then what do I do?
Yeah, just fucking deal with it.
To what end?
Yeah, well, we're all
to some future comfort?
No. It's never really about the destination. It's just about being uncomfortable for the rest of your life.
While watching Too Close for Comfort, Monroe. Did I just lose the under 25s?
You meant under 35s, right?
God. Oh shit, it's getting to that point, isn't it?
There was a guy. On the show last night, the Meltdown show, who like did like a bit. He was doing like he did a couple superhero type jokes and they killed, and then he went into a Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey chunk and like just lost the crowd, and like for the rest of the night I was like, what the fuck? Why? I looked at it, they seemed like it would be, I was like, you never know when there's going to be that just that little thing that gets lost.
Well, Bogus Journey is pretty specific. I don't think as many people saw Bogus Journey. I think you could say station on the internet and some people would respond, but I wouldn't think that a room full of people would necessarily know.
I think, you know, people like, you know, our age, you know, like maybe late 20s and up get it, but but there's a large part of this audience now, like, you know, they'll just keep growing, that were born in the mid to early 90s.
Like I believe Colonel Mustard did it in the study with the candlestick.
Yep, never. Yeah, that's not gonna go anywhere anymore. Nope. Kids don't enjoy it. You know what would kill? Pokemon reference.
Yep. And I have a hard time not saying Pokemon.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think Pokey or Man in that instance is...
Pokemon.
Sorry. You're into Pokemon, right?
I'm into Animal Crossing, but I'm not into Pokemon.
Isn't that a Pokemon?
I mean...
Don't you
dress up like an animal sometimes?
Okay, all right.
If
you're trying to build the case against me, you're doing an excellent job.
Yeah. Nice raccoon tail keychain accessory you got.
Listen, I...
What?
No, I don't have this.
I'm just making fun of like what
I thought he really
have.
Had. I was
first
like,
of all,
that happen?
It's a tanuki.
Yeah, well,
just start
what
there.
Is?
The what he's referring to.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he was referring to the Super Mario 3 raccoon tail, which is actually a tanuki suit.
The kids wearing it have no idea what Super Mario Brothers 3 is. They just have raccoon tails.
I guarantee you they do not have any idea.
Well, maybe in that instance they're not actually referring the tanuki suit. Maybe that is just a raccoon tail in this sort of in the Kigurumi family.
Jesus Christ.
What? Kigurumi.
Oh, Alpha 39.
I don't understand any of this. Like, I really don't. Like, the words you're saying, I just are lost on me, even.
Look up anime culture.
Why?
I don't have an answer for that.
I withdraw my question.
Guys, I gotta go study anime culture. I'll be back.
We just found out that our show was the At Midnight show, which, by the way, the live run-throughs have been so much fucking fun that any Tuesday that I'm in town, we're going to be doing these at Meltdown through October.
And any Tuesday is not in town, maybe you'll catch a Star Trek.
Maybe you'll catch a Star Trek instead.
I got a Star Trek once. I couldn't shake it for weeks.
Oh, yeah?
You look better. You got your colors
yeah,
back.
Yeah, exactly. It was,
yeah. But we're actually, our premiere date was going to be the 28th of October. I think it's going to be the 21st now. So we're going to premiere
a week early, huh?
Premiere a week earlier, yeah, October 21st.
Did you find out if it's live or not?
I don't know. We're figuring that out. We're figuring all that shit out.
A lot of pots on the fire. You got to get it all together and then, yeah, boom, Beef Wellington.
That's all you have to do is just put a lot of pots on the fire and it turns into Beef Wellington?
I don't know. Maybe Gordon Ramsay will be a guest in September.
Oh, that'd be great. Gordon Ramsay.
Debbie emailed me to see what days I was free.
He'll straighten out this podcast. I watched. Have you watched Orange Is the New Black yet?
No. I haven't had a chance to. I'm just rewatching every episode of Ray Donovan like five times.
You're really loving Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan is where it's at.
Jonah Ray Donovan.
Everyone's gonna be talking about it.
If you change your screen name to Jonah Ray Donovan, oh my god, oh my god, please.
Can I change it back?
Yeah, you can change it back, but I think like you should change it to Jonah Ray Donovan.
You can't change your at name. You can change your name.
Okay.
Yeah. Change your name to Jonah Ray Donovan. Just because
I got rid of.
Please put your change your bio to Loving Ray Donovan on Showtime.
So please pitch me Ray Donovan.
Yo.
Ray Donovan talking Jonah.
It's like
I don't need pussy talking Jonah pitches.
Well, that's the only kind of guy that watches it.
All right. Okay.
No. You know, I don't know if I love it more as a show or a reference point. But it is really watchable in an entourage way where it's just kind of neat seeing Los Angeles, you know, through a lens.
So, you could just go outside and see Los Angeles.
Through a lens?
You called your eyeballs.
All right. I see what you're doing.
Or the glasses on your bridge.
I see what you're doing, but you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Is Ray Donovan like an awful show that you...
I don't know. I don't know if it's awful. I can't tell yet. I've watched every episode. And I enjoy it. Like, he's the... least interesting character. The titular character is the least interesting character on the show. It's his, like, his brothers are just really, like, awesome to watch. They're really good actors. And John Voight is just a cartoon most of the time.
Yeah.
The wife is just ridiculous with her, like, the way she does her Boston accent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you know anything about the show?
Oh, this is Liev Schreiber.
Liev Schreiber, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I
Yeah, yeah. So it's like... You know, I'm going to say it's like it's on par with Julianne Moore's 30 Rock Boston accent.
Good Lord.
So let's see. I got rid of Twitter on my phone, so I got to do this through the browser window.
You got rid of it on your phone because of what?
I've been making an effort to not be on my phone as much.
Oh, sure.
So Like, it's now that I've
no
taken
wonder
off,
you got cranky. You're totally depriving yourself of the delights of the
internet. little fucking
all
synapses
time.
Firing
yeah.
all the time. Yeah,
and now you're just left alone with your own thoughts.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
Yeah.
No one.
Not
distract,
Chris Hardwick.
Distract.
Not
distract.
Chris Hardwick.
Oh, what's that? A fly?
But,
you ever sit and think about stuff, Chris?
Yeah, I just think about
Animal Crossing.
Yes.
Yeah, I got rid of Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook apps on my phone.
Oh, Tumblr is your big one. Why'd you get rid of that?
Not too many people I follow post anymore or anything like that. But so I got rid of them all, and then but then I realized I used Twitter to keep up with news as well. So I got a really cool app called Flipboard.
Oh yeah, I know Flipboard.
So I just put all my news sites into
Looks
it.
Looks good on the iPad too, Flipboard.
Yeah, I'd imagine. I love that, just the way it flips.
Like a board.
It doesn't flip like a board.
I don't think that really is a thing that boards do.
Edit profile.
You don't know. You're not living right.
So under full name?
Yeah.
Jonah Ray Donovan.
And what was the...
Wait, now I almost...
That's so dumb. What should the bio be? Living life, watching Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan on Showtime.
You know.
What's the date? What's the night does it air?
Yeah, Sunday nights.
Sunday nights at 10 or...
Yeah, you know.
Wait. Jonah. Yeah. Wait, here's your bio. You ready? Okay. This is the bio from the Ray Donovan IMDb page. Just say, Jonah Ray Donovan can make anyone's problems disappear except those created by his own family.
Okay, Jonah Ray Donovan. Actually, I should just...
You should just write...
Jonah Ray Donovan, a professional fixer for the rich and famous in L.A., can make anyone's problems disappear except for those created by his own family.
Can you just do that slower and then into the phone? All right, ready?
Jonah Ray Donovan, a professional fixer for the rich and famous in L.A., can make anyone's problems disappear except those created by his own family.
I have a feeling that's going to be too fast.
It's going to be too long?
He's trying
too
to fast. Get Siri to tape it. To tape it?
Oh, you're trying to use the acquired dragon dictation software?
All right, let's see here. Jonah Ray Donovan, a professional fixer.
In quotation marks.
Oh, okay.
Now, Orange is the New Black, I watched two episodes of, and everyone said it was amazing, and I liked it, but I wasn't... Kate Mulgrew's really great. The lead actress is also great.
I think ladies like it more than fellas.
Well, I don't... It's just... I think I was expecting it to be more of a broader comedy, and it's quirkier than it is, like, hilarious.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, it's a good... It's a well-done
just
show.
Describe this podcast.
No, yeah. I think the show is... There's a nice balance of hilarity and quirk.
Did you see Matt... Holy shit, I'm just fucking blinking on his name.
Bronger?
No, not Matt Bronger.
Matt.
Holy shit. I just went to his wedding. Peters? Matt Peters.
Oh,
no. God damn. What a day.
Thanks, Katie.
Yeah.
Producing the show from every angle.
Yeah. Matt Peters, who's a really funny comic in LA, just got married to Susan Burke.
Oh, nice.
He's in a couple episodes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder how he got that role.
He was a PA on... Weeds, and they liked him. They thought he was really funny, so they would put him in Weeds here and there, but they could never find a bigger role for him.
I liked Weeds for the first two
seasons. Can you come on those Weeds?
You can come on the Weeds, yeah.
I think I liked Weeds until it...
Went to Mexico?
Yeah, because that was sort of where it just... The show got crazy. Yeah, like, yeah. I loved the idea of... You know, I mean, you know, I guess obviously Breaking Bad and Weeds came out around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Vince said that if he had known about Weeds, he probably never would have pitched Breaking Bad because he just thought it was too, you know, but they're obviously two very different shows. But at the heart of it, it's, you know, this suburbanite who is selling. And when it was more about them trying to balance those worlds.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it went to Mexico and it got super drug lordy, it was like, you know. But, I mean, the show's great. Everyone on the show
is great.
You'd
have to have a hell of an operation to show up on the radar of a...
What are you laughing at?
His bio.
Just looking at...
Just the fact that it's got the blue check mark next to it.
Yeah, I know.
Jonah Ray Donovan.
You've been verified as Jonah Ray Donovan.
I am Tori Donovan as Joe Mandy is to LaCroix.
Yeah, shit.
That's and just that picture too.
Yeah,
really fantastic.
That's funny. Good job, guys.
You crazy, Ray.
Well done. Well done, Joner.
It's a good episode.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Wait, are you leaving?
Enjoy your burritos.
That's only half a hostful.
What?
Oh, it's not a full hostful.
Shit, I didn't fucking...
That was literally just, like, not even 30 minutes of a hostful. So you're going to have
to
start...
They don't like it as much, so let's not give them as much.
I completely disagree. I think the internet is not
the only person I know of that likes the hostfuls more is Will Wheaton, who's probably listening to this right now.
Hey, Will, it's Chris doing a Will impersonation.
Congratulations, Will, on winning the gaming award this year. The I forget
Will
the name of the award.
Wheaton.
I forget the name of the award. Now I'm embarrassed.
Katie, what's the name of the award?
The Wheaties.
It's like the Diane something gaming award.
Well, and so that was sort of a congratulations.
He's screaming it at the... Anyway, go drink some Woot Stout, buddy.
That's a hefty beer.
Good Lord. Did we have that on our birthday party. We had some Woot Stout.
How is it?
It is like drinking a beer that is like somehow condensed like seven beers into one beer.
Yeah.
And it's like depleted. It's the depleted uranium of beer. Like it's delicious.
It's like,
and
it's
if you
want to
get fucked up fast, have some Woot Stout.
It's a stout, but it's like, for lack of a less pretentious term, it's really complex. It's like you're drinking it and there's like a ton of different
tastes.
Oh,
there's so many
on.
Things happening in it.
Yeah.
And it's 13% alcohol by volume, correct?
Yeah.
13%.
So I think what we're saying is that I should just start drinking again. Just shy of my 10
year sobriety
anniversary.
If you want to support your friend.
Okay.
You're being kind of a dick about it.
Oh, you're right.
You've always been kind of a dick about your sobriety.
Yeah.
Now you're really being
a
dick
about it. And now I'm like, one of your best buds has a beer out with the Stone Brewing Company.
Yeah.
So why not?
And I have to be the piece of shit who makes a life choice that doesn't support that.
Exactly. This is the equivalent of me drinking Fiji all the time.
Yeah. Somehow. I guess that's true. I guess that I think it's the reverse, actually. I think that's the reverse of those things.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Did you find out the name of the award, Katie?
No, I can't figure it out.
I can. It's probably not even I'm really butchering the name.
Well, it wasn't a Dice Award.
No, it wasn't an Andrew Dice Clay Award. Although it should have been. He might get an Oscar.
What?
That's
what was the movie
saying.
He was in?
The new Woody Allen
That's
movie.
Right. Yeah, apparently he's really good in it.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's like just a variation of himself.
The one that Louie's in? It doesn't matter. Courtney Love was nominated for playing a variation of herself.
It's true. George Clooney has been nominated, right? For always playing a version of himself?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
The Diana Jones Award for Excellence in Gaming. Ooh. That is what Will won. For tabletop. Pretty cool, right?
That is pretty cool.
Like a game could win it. Or... You know, there's no. It doesn't go to like any particular sort of genre of the game.
That's an award that's an award that is much deserved because tabletop's a really fun show.
It is. I don't know why the three of us don't go on it. At
We've
the same
been
time,
on it
at the same time.
Well, because it's he probably wants
spread
to mix
spread out
up.
The gold.
You don't just want one sack of gold. Yeah. You want to spread those shits around.
I want to give one coin for each town along the way.
That was a very Matt Myra-esque statement. Just a false sense of worth.
Spreading the gold.
Yeah, that also saying what you just said is also a very Matt Myra-style statement.
Yeah, sure.
What a Myra line. Am I right, guys?
I don't...
All right. All right. That... You just took it too far.
That guy's awesome. He totally Myra'd it.
All right, I support that.
Yeah. I'm Myra'd my own Myra.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one, guys.
Aaron Paul just posted the Bitchy Awards, which is basically he made some awards after his AMA.
Oh, is that what we ended up doing?
What?
The Bitchy Awards?
We did the Bitchy Awards.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we posted on the Nerdist channel, so he did the Bitchies, which were he picked. Because when Cranston did his AMA, he gave out his five favorite questions that he got. And so Aaron did the same thing. But then he was like, he had to one-up Cranston, so he was an award show called The Bitchies.
Yeah. It was a good idea.
It was a really fun idea.
That was Seth's idea.
Seth Lederman.
Yeah.
He's good, man.
Yeah.
That dude's good.
He was like, we need ideas for Aaron Paul, like... And he said that one, and I was like, I don't see a problem with that idea. They just go with it.
Yeah.
They did. Congratulations, the internet.
Good job, Seth. What are you guys doing? So you're doing a show at the Improv Saturday night.
Yeah.
By the time this posts, that show will have already happened.
And it went great. It was a Myra of an evening.
Did you make it?
I'm so sorry it went that way.
Wait, now you're changing the whole meaning of Myra? You can't do
well,
that.
Well, no, the evening went great, but then it destroyed itself because it couldn't handle the...
Hey, I'm going to go have a beer and then not worry about having another one.
That's fine. I'm only going to have three fries.
Oh, shit. Guys, I am staying out of this one.
Don't you feel like this is the episode where we all have to we all have to leave and then come back?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it really does. This episode's probably the closest anyone will hear to us just like hanging out.
I disagree because we went out to dinner the other night for your collective birthday.
That was dinner.
And it was really fun. I think this isn't what it's like to hang out with.
No, I meant like maybe when we're in between shows or before a show when we're just kind of backstage and we're just kind of a little snippy at each other.
Do you sense?
Are you that unaware?
What?
I feel like Joan is right.
I feel like you guys are snippy at each other.
Were you snippy at us too?
Shut up, cunt.
See? Feels good.
That's it.
Because it feels
it.
Right.
That's exactly what.
It's honest,
that's
Chris.
That's exactly what happened.
I was at dinner the other night. I was trying to convince Chris. I was like, Chris, you're so good at being mean. You should just let it loose. And you're like, I can't.
Can I tell you that I used to have... When my comedy brain was forming, when I was in like high school and college, I was incredibly mean with humor. It was a defense mechanism because I got bullied a lot when I was a kid. So it was a defense mechanism. So I would just fucking cut right, you know, I would try to cut people in half with jokes. And then I realized that is not a good long-term plan and that hurts people's feelings. And I didn't want to be a dickhead. So
but you're good at it.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. I know he's good at it.
So I don't want to be I don't want
to
be mean.
But learn how to harness the energy of it, I think, is what you need to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Get a build.
Remember, like being an asshole with a smile, that just means you're charming. That's all charm is.
Charm means being an asshole with a smile.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, look at this piece of shit right here. He's a real motherfucker. Huh? Everyone would be like, oh, that smile,
who
that point.
That charming fellow who just came in.
Exactly. Joel McHale.
Well, that's what Joel's really great at that.
Yeah.
Joel's great at the saying something horrible with a smile.
Yeah.
I just don't like hurting people's feelings. I know. That's bad for comedy. But
who was that?
Who? Yeah,
I don't know.
Same question.
Was that the other you?
That's you guys. Suck it. I'm back. No, I'm kidding. No, wait, that wasn't.
No, that didn't feel right.
It's too engineered now.
I still want to live.
Maybe it'll start seeping out in horrible ways.
God.
What do you have to do the rest of the day?
I have to do an episode of James Bonding. And then I have to come back here. I'll just stay here. We're going to do with one of my favorite comics right now, Kurt Braunohler. We're going to do a podcast with Kurt Braunohler.
We'll do a podcast with Kurt, yes.
Yes. Who has an album coming out in Kill Rock Stars, which is a great, great record label I've been listening to stuff from for years.
And Kurt has a podcast, The K-Hole.
And then I'm going to work out.
Good for you.
And then I'm going to go home and catch up on some movies.
What are you catching up on? I rewatched Breaking Bad for the last month leading up to Talking Bad, so yeah, I didn't
tough,
like
right?
I did not watch anything else, and so I'm like I saw two episodes of Orange Is the New Black, and that's the only other
I've
thing
still I've been dissecting the last episode of Talking Bad. Like I just can't. I'm trying to figure out what you're going to do.
Talking Bad or Breaking Bad?
Talking Bad. I'm just still trying to figure out.
Oh,
what...
are you talking Bad right now? I'm going to do Talking Bad with an extra D, and we're basically going to break down Color Me Bad performances.
Yeah. Who I found out are from Oklahoma.
Who, woo, woo, woo.
Found that out from Vance Sanders last night.
Where did you see Vance?
He came by the Meltdown Show.
Did he perform?
No, he just came by because he was in the area, so he just came by and said hi.
Oh, I love Vance. I'm so sad that the open mic of love is no more.
I'm so sad that we weren't around to go and send it off.
I was out of town.
We were all out of town.
We were all out of town.
Yeah.
Probably together.
Was it during... It was during
Montreal.
It was during Montreal, yeah. Fuck, that show was the jumping off point for many a comic. I remember doing that Tuesday night show when it was at the Gypsy Cafe, and it was like, you know, in 99 and Zach Galifianakis and Bamford and Patton and Posehn and Doug Benson, like everyone did that show.
Yeah, and they were still, a lot of them were still there when
the Jackie Cations and Natasha Leggeros and the, like all of those, every LA comic from that era funneled through that show in
that's
some way.
Where,
that was
like,
my first open mic, July 7th, I think, 2007.
Yeah, it was 2002 is when I, like, because that was like the one. That was the one, that would be the end of your open mic week, I remember. Like, me and my friends, like, me, BJ Novak, Morgan Murphy, Dan Mintz, Jared Grody, David Taylor, Jezel Nick a little after that, and Eric Moneypenny. Like, it's like we'd all be at the same open mics, but we'd all be gearing up for the Tuesday show at the Bruco to be like the best of the week.
There was a Tuesday show there and a Friday show there, and I went to the Friday show once. I was doing a TV show, and Linda Cardellini was on it, and she said, "Oh, my friend Lizzie Beckwith is performing this Friday." And it was right around the time where I was like, I really just needed to start performing. Like, I'd put it off long enough.
Yeah.
And I really just – and I went and saw that show. And I was like, so the Friday show was booked. The Tuesday show was the open mic. And I started doing the open mic the next week.
Oh, wow.
And then the Friday show. And then ended up co-booking the Friday show after a while. But
nice.
That was – I fucking loved – that was 98.
Yeah.
98. Oh, I've been doing comedy for 15 years.
15 years. Good.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Oh, I don't know what's happening to me. It's almost like time is moving forward and I can't stop it.
I'm going on the road soon. I'm going to be headlining at Punchline.
In SF.
In SF. And then doing...
one of the best clubs in the country.
Stand Up Phoenix. Stand Up Live in Phoenix.
Oh, we did a show there. That was fun, yeah.
That was really fun.
Nice club.
Yeah. And then I'm also like Comedy Central sending me to host these regional like comedy competition shows. Ugh. Like around the country, like four of them with one ending like with all the winners from all those regional.
What if Jonah does that and he totally just his comedy turns and he turns into basically like a strip club DJ. Who wants tequila poppers?
I'm already like that. You haven't seen my new set?
I guess I haven't yet.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jonah Ray Donovan.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's describe, what is a tequila popper?
If I remember correctly, a tequila popper, I think what happens is you're served a shot. It's basically, I feel like it was it was branding on a shitty presentation, which is in a crappy bar, they would give you tequila in a plastic cup,
yeah,
and then you would pound it, and then and then you would put it on your head, and a waitress would come by and smack it, and the cup would pop. Now, I don't know if I dreamed that.
This is what I think it would be. It's
but I'm positive that was a thing at some point.
It's a tequila shot with maybe some kind of liqueur, like triple sec,
yeah,
and then there's also like jalapeno, like juice in it of some sort, you know.
Or if it's in the like Chicago area or Upper Peninsula of Michigan, it could be like pop. It's just like, you know, Fanta and tequila.
You know,
tequila pop.
I used to mix the tequila and cactus cooler, and I would call it the cactus killer. And I tried to legitimately sell it to the restaurant Big Wang's, realizing I just gave him the idea by trying to pitch it to him.
I've never been angrier at something you said to me.
Why? I was trying to make some easy money. I was 22.
Here's what you do. You combine these two things you already sell. Thanks.
Why do we need you?
No, they didn't have cactus cooler. That was the trick.
Oh.
I had a guy. And I was trying to get him to sell Avion tequila.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I love this whole story. It's amazing.
Where were you living when
Hollywood. Ray Donovan's town.
So essentially the cactus cooler was like your fulminated mercury that you had to bring in to make the sauce.
Yes. And then they told me you're not allowed to bring in outside food.
But this is Big Wang's.
This is Big Wang's. Big Wang's, I thought, for those who
is that
you
the place on
know,
Selma?
Yeah, it's on Selma and Cahuenga, and it's the most ridiculous like wing bar. It's like a sports bar. They serve, you know, hot wings.
No Big Wangs on Selma. Bouvier, am I right?
Hey!
She's a...
Okay.
She's a lesbian.
Oh, did they establish that at some point?
Yeah.
Didn't she date MacGyver, though?
She did, but she is a lesbian. I think it's Selma, or maybe it was Patty. You keep telling your story.
No, it wasn't a story. I was just talking about the thing. I thought you guys were going to jump in and stuff.
I did jump in. I just jumped in with
Well, I've never been there. I've never been to Big Wang's.
Yeah, well, it's you've seen it from the outside, though, right?
I don't know.
Really? You've
That's
never
not
been
a
that
way
area?
I go, I don't think.
Ever walked around that area?
I've parked in that lot before for things, because there's a bunch of restaurants on Coanger right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like a scary bar.
Where?
Oh, it doesn't look like a scary bar. It's like it's got a cartoon. It's the logo is like a cartoon of like a man's body, a real muscular man with a rooster head wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, but it just doesn't
flexing.
Look like it. Just doesn't look like a place you need to go. And P.S. Patty turned out to be the lesbian, not Selma.
Okay,
so I'm sorry.
But they had a wing eating contest on Wednesday night. It's called Lord of the Wings.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you won it, you got a $97 bar tab.
You know who likes pussy wings is Patty Bouvier.
You got a $97
because she's a lesbian.
What?
That was the why $97?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
They started it in 97. They're like,
who knows?
We'll start the tradition.
But when the place started, I thought it was making fun of sports bars. I thought it was an ironic sports bar place.
Isn't that funny when something is so fucking
over the top
that you're like, clearly they know, and then you're like, oh, they don't know.
Yeah, they had drinks like the purple panty dropper.
Which Patty Bouvier would have enjoyed.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
What?
What was the the Wang Banger? The Wang Banger, and it like the description of it was it tastes just like Tang. It tastes just like Tang, and we don't mean poon, and then like 80 exclamation points.
I heard they're opening one of these bars in Guy Fieri's balls. Because it sounds like a bar that he would have.
It does.
we're really not connecting today, guys.
Yeah, we're all sort of in different places with our...
Vanilla!
Yeah.
I think I needed to get coffee. That's why I was trying to get here faster. And
You could have been a few minutes late to get coffee.
You could have...
Once I saw both of your cars already here, I just, I was like, I had this idea that you would already be podcasting.
You would be
doing a hostful without me, and I would just go...
We're not going to leave you out.
This was my fantasy.
Look, we may not connect sometimes, and you might come in and be really cranky, but we still love you.
Yeah. You guys bring it out of me.
I mean, you might forcefully try to disconnect from the rest of us and form your own isolated bubble of thought, but, I mean, I wouldn't say that...
Again, you're describing me.
I'm sorry. Let me just turn slightly.
What I think is I'm not getting the best sleep these days because it's like our house has been getting so hot, and so we have an air-conditioned unit that's right at the head of the bed.
Yeah, and, that's where mine is, too.
Yeah, and Dee, the bed is big enough to where she's just has a wall at her head. I have the air-conditioned unit just... humming along.
So this is the root of it. It's the marriage.
It's literally at my head. What?
Wow.
No.
The marriage is the best thing that's ever happened to me, and so I'm happier now than I've ever been before.
It doesn't really sound like it.
He's actually
not
even...
I'm talking about the air conditioned unit.
I love the hum of an air conditioned unit. It actually makes me sleep.
No, put your head on it
and go to sleep. Yeah, that's probably not good.
It's like it feels like you're like, ooh, it's just kind of like white noise. It's like, but like, air conditioners don't just... It's not a constant hub. It's like...
No, they shut down.
They shut down. They go... And then every once in a while, there's like a weird like...
I'm tired.
Yeah, yeah. And a weird little droppy sound, like
Michael and the Winslows here.
The coolant moving down. God damn, I would love to be in a doo-wop group called Michael and the Winslows that just made sounds,
laser sounds, machine gun noises.
Yeah, my air conditioner's it's like towards the head of my bed, but I have a separation of like 3 feet.
So no.
Yours is a much.
It's just the bedroom is so tiny in that place that's just right up against it.
Yeah, you got a yard. Don't worry about it.
So during the summer months, it's going to be difficult because you always have that air conditioner to contend with.
Yeah, it's like, remember that episode of the Seinfeld where the chicken place has
Kenny
their
Rogers
neon
Roasters.
Sign. Yeah, Kenny Rogers Roasters has their sign, their neon sign right outside of Kramer's place.
Yes.
And it just starts to make him crazy, so he switches places with...
Yes.
Yeah.
So are you going to switch places with the crack house next door?
It's not a crack house anymore.
What?
It's
they cleaned it up?
Yeah, it closed down right when we moved in.
Oh, okay.
Like a month before.
Yeah,
that's when it was boarded up and stuff like that. And then the cop came by and told us about it. But it's been – the guy who moved into the back house and like renovated it has been renovating it, and it's looking gorgeous.
That's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like Jonah's neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood.
It's a great neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood.
Nice, good walkability. I like my neighborhood too, but I'm thinking about moving pretty soon. just because I want to get a dog, and I can't do that in the current my current town.
What kind of dog? What kind of dog do you want to get? A Boston Terrier,
Lab, Black Lab,
and with mixed with a Boston Terrier mix.
No, Black Lab might name it Pippet.
Well, you should just go to a shelter and see what you know.
Well, yeah, they have their lab. There's a Black Lab adoption agency or a Border Collie. There's two adoption agencies that I already looked into.
Are they legit, like, non...
Yeah, yeah, I've already looked
No, it's a
it.
Guy in an alley with two dogs in his coat.
No, you like, there's a lot
well,
of
no,
places that...
there's a lot
that,
of, like, shitty, like, not really, like, yeah. certified...
They'll say, we're rescuing dogs, and then it's just clearly there's a litter of dogs they're trying to
Well, then
to
I
sell.
Guess I take back my snark.
Oh, yes, thank yeah. you, Chris.
No,
say it
are...
with a smile, I would have thought it was charming.
These are the places of, like...
Hey, they're
the,
going to the back of the overgo with the dogs, buddy?
You got to fill out the application, they have to visit the home, that kind of...
Oh, that's great.
That kind of stuff.
That's great.
But yeah,
but so you should.
I want a lab or a border collie. Border collies because they're so fucking smart. Labs because they're so companion-y.
Yep,
that's sort of the thing I want. And I just want to run with one. I want to take one out to the park and run with it, or go up to the, you know.
Well, if you want to be able to do that, then you have to continue to not smoke.
Yeah, no, I can run pretty well already. So
imagine
what would happen if my lungs weren't struggling.
You'll be okay. You would quit before.
It
and
did.
Then you started again during Attack of the Show.
Sure did.
Because that's a bad schedule.
Not a, it was, yeah, it was a little stressful. It was the Super Bowl package that I started smoking during. But anyway, the point is I want a dog and I need to move. So
what are you thinking?
I don't know. That's the other point of this. I'm talking to you guys because you both recently have moved within the last 2 years.
I haven't moved yet.
All right. You bought a house. I can't afford your neighborhood. Jonah, let's talk.
Yeah.
It's... Not that, I mean, with interest rates these days.
It's just a really rich neighborhood.
Yeah.
It is not a really rich neighborhood.
Well, for the area, it is.
I mean, you could probably Google Chris Hardwick house and it would probably come up so people would know what we're talking here. We can't afford that place.
It's not, look, it's a modest $12 million romper
I wish you Googled Chris Hardwick house and someone had designed a house that looked like your face.
There is... There is
like one of those hot dog stands that looks like a hot dog. Chris Hardwick house.
Oh,
that fucking sounds great.
Hasn't been renovated since the mid-90s, yeah. So it's got the drapes on the side.
There is a place in northern England, I think, called like Hardwick Hall. Like there is like a Hardwick house somewhere in England.
Well, I can't move there. But here's my thing with Atwater. I'm a little weary of it being so far on the on this side of the LA River.
I think there are affordable parts
of... Hey, I just mean on that side of the LA River.
What do you mean?
And on that side of the 5.
Like, what's wrong with it?
I mean, it's like too far
traffic-wise?
I feel like traffic's a little...
But
will
you
a little
work
kooky.
In Burbank? It's actually going to take you a fraction of the time.
Say it with a smile.
No, I'm just saying facts.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not the only person that works and lives with me.
It's not far. It's Los Feliz. It's Silver Lake.
I don't know. It just feels.
It don't. Just, is it really just the body of water we know as this LA River, the muddy?
Matt water.
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw. I drove by a place with a for rent sign the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right around the corner.
Oh, you guys should be neighbors.
It'd be fun. We'd hang out more.
Yeah.
If not, though,
we wouldn't be separated by the LA River, which is what I'm saying.
Hancock Park has some nice adjacent parts to it.
Oh, I know. That's where I've. But I used to live. I used to live over there, and I live on the Miracle Mile now, which I like a lot, but I would just stay there. If I could just have a fucking dog, I would just stay in my apartment.
And you've asked, and they've said no?
I texted the thing, my landlord, and his reply was, sorry, bro, no dogs.
Does he run Big Wangs? Sorry, bro.
Yeah. But I wonder,
why don't you send him a picture of the dog and be like, could you deny this face?
I just got this dog. Deal with it.
Yeah, you should check. It's really not that far at all.
Yeah. No, listen. It's in
You've
the,
been to Kumail and Emily's, right?
I feel like that's more of a pain in the ass to get to than your place.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, good discussion.
It is. Well, what about the area around where the gym is? Like that. So like La Brea.
Can I say too Jewy on the air?
But that's why it's such a great neighborhood.
It's too Jewy.
No, I think it's...
I can't say...
What
I
area
can't,
is that?
It's all the Hasidic Jews that live behind La Brea, you know, the La Brea area,
mm-hmm.
where they're all... Every time I walk by them, I smile, say hello. They don't care. And I feel like they're all just going to be mean.
Well, they're all in their own, you know, they got their own thing going on.
Meanness? That's not right.
Mm. It's funny that you're the one reaching out in this situation.
You're not a member of the tribe.
I'm really, really nice to strangers.
Yeah, yeah. Because they don't know you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You did it. That was perfect. You did it with a smile. That's exactly what you were talking about before.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, and the parking, I think, is crazy over there, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is pretty bad. Yeah, the parking's pretty bad.
Last night,
good bike riding.
Tom and I both got tickets over there last night.
Two
parking tickets.
Do you want a house or an apartment?
I told him I would pay. I'm in a townhouse now. I'd like to at least stay townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly move up to house.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
All right. West Side Rentals.
No, thanks.
Oh, there's better ones now.
Yeah.
Oh.
There are. Yeah, you wouldn't know because you went West Side buying.
I didn't buy anything on the West Side.
I remember when I first moved out here, I would have to go into a West Side Rentals office to get the printout.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that when I was in college. You'd have to go into this tiny, dumpy little office, which is basically just like a shack.
Yeah.
And they would print them all out and give them to you. And
yeah. Use the computer there.
It was every like Tuesday and Friday or something. You just get a new stack and you'd have to go through and stop and use a payphone to call the places if you could come over.
People that don't live in Los Angeles, West Side Rentals is a website that used to be a paper that is essentially where most people list their places for rent.
We found ours on Craigslist.
Oh yeah, I could look on Craigslist too. There's just the thing really right now that's keeping me from doing it is just the whole act of moving.
Just hire people.
Yeah, it's so much stuff though.
Matthew, you just leave money on the floor and your things magically appear. I don't know how it happens. If there are house elves, as it were, who pop in and out and take your belongings.
Yeah, I also don't want
to
move.
Be careful not to give them their own belonging, though, or you will lose their service.
26. I don't want to bring 26 guitars. That's the thing. I just don't want to, like,
that's a good point.
Drag those.
So never move, ever.
You're right.
Dog or guitars, Matt? What's it going to be?
I want both.
Oh, my God. What if he gets rid of the
guitar
and gets 26
dog
dogs?
Guitar.
Dog guitar.
It can work.
I am Doggitar.
Doggitar.
Doggitar, may I pass?
No, you may not pass until you buy 25 more of me and never touch any of us.
All right. Well, I touch most of you guys all the time.
I'll have to get back to you after some fact-checking. My assistant's out of the country at the moment.
Doggitar, what do you pay your assistant, Doggitar?
Oh, it's very... what is that over there? Is that a...
Why aren't you answering me? I feel like Doggitar,
you might not... If you would just look behind you would see this incredible thing that
Doggitar,
I am seeing behind you right now.
Doggitar,
whoa.
I feel like
what,
you might
is that, a face or a butt? I don't know what it is, but
Doggitar.
It's crazy and it's going to attack you if you don't turn
around. If I look and there's nothing there, Doggitar, I'm going to know that you're full of shit.
I think you... I've been walked...
I didn't see I just
I'm
looked.
Not, oh, you just missed it. It was there. You scared it away.
Doggitar.
With your negativity.
I don't. There's just positivity oozing out of me right now. It's just all positive. And I just want to know why you would lie to me about having an assistant.
I'm sorry. We're on break.
Who is we?
Me and the other Doggitars.
Did someone call for another Doggitar?
Hello, Doggitar.
Oh, hello, Doggitar.
Good to see you, Doggitar.
Doggitar to you, too.
And a Doggitar to you as well.
Listen.
Doggitar.
Do you want to go to Doggitar's and have some...
Is your assistant ready to go?
Oh, yes. My assistant Doggitar is also ready to
go. Wait a second. Doggitar number two.
Excuse me.
I'm just trying
we
to...
Don't, we don't really...
This
we
is
don't
a
really
private conversation.
Numbers,
I mean, we don't...
But you're having it so close to my face
where?
That I feel like you can't be upset if I jump in.
Yes, we can be upset at anything we want. Or Doggitar.
No offense, but how do we ditch the square?
Tell your assistant. Where is your assistant?
I think Doggitar's out of the country.
Doggitar. That's typical Doggitar.
Are you all named Doggitar?
Doggitar?
Why is that Doggitar?
All right. Now I feel like you're just... putting in like a smurf, you're just saying words that would mean other things and you're just saying
smurfs
Doggitar.
Are not Doggitars.
Yes.
Smurfs are made up.
Yes, we're closer to snorks, really.
We're somewhat
a snork
aquatic.
Is just an underwater smurf.
Yes.
Hey, back it off, racist.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm just pretty much, if you look at the character models for both
I'm sorry, it's chanting time now.
Woof, woof. guitar.
It's less of a chant.
And more of a
I don't. Dog guitar is.
Dog guitar. In the dog guitar. Sorry, what were you saying?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, wait. He's done? And you're still dog guitar?
Oh, well.
Guys, we have fun. And other times, this happens.
I'm sorry we wasted all this on this one. We really should have spread this gold out. There's a smile on
her face. I was smiling the entire time during Dog-A-Tar sketch. My favorite part of my day so far.
Well, thanks for listening to the Nerdist Podcast Hostful episode.
We're not going to release this, are we?
This is the Nerdist Podcast saying, enjoy your dog-a-tar.
We're not really going to. No, this isn't going to see the light of day, is it?
It's out of my hands.
Are
now.
We recording? What about all that stuff I said about Jews?
What else is new?
That you just gave me a third thing to cut out.
Oh, why would you write that down? Let's ask a Jewish person if they're offended.
No.
She gets it.
She's a traitor.
All this gold ends up on the floor.
Oh no, here come the Jews.
Why can't that be in the fire?
Because I still want to work.
So
It's happening. It begins.
Can't keep it in.
I fucking love that. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh no.
The listeners at home just missed some really funny stuff.
Well, this part isn't going to be in there.
Well, the end part could be in.
Where's comedy jokes?
We're winding down.
Come on. Guys.
Be that as it may, I know you guys are joking, but words can be a weapon.
It just worked on so many levels.
Sorry to everyone. These are not the opinions. The opinions expressed by the Nerdist Podcast are not necessarily those of the Nerdist Podcast.
This is a good point. Guys, we have to talk the entire time. Shit will come out.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's that we don't even mean it.
Yeah.
We just have to keep on talking.
I mean most of it.
No guitar. Thank you, Katie Levine.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Nerdist for a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. That's Stamps.com. Enter the promo code Nerdist.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.